I'm Chevy, and today, let's discuss my gaming friends. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. It's Wednesday night. It is 22:15. That is 10:15 for the Americans in the audience. And I am just now sitting down to record today's episode. 10:15 p.m. in case you didn't understand that. And today was one of those days where I intended to do something and life told me, nope, you're going to do something else. You know, I had a topic planned for today that was a shop-related topic that required a little bit of setup and some demonstration time and probably two cameras. But I couldn't do it because Jamie had to work a little later and Keely had soccer practice, so I had to get her from the bus and get her ready and do that sort of thing. So then I thought, cool, I'll do that, and then I'll shoot today's episode, and then I'll go to game night with my friends, and I'll edit there and put it together. And then on the way, I said, you know what? Not going to worry about it. I'm just going to go play games with my friends. And I did that. And that was absolutely the right decision. I don't have a lot of close personal friends. I used to keep very strong relationships with quite a few friends, but as the years have grown and we've all had families or gone to school or whatever else is, you know, job changes and moves and that sort of stuff, I've grown farther and farther away from my very close personal friends. I have Jamie, who's my best friend, but other than that, I have friends that I talk to, you know, occasionally and see occasionally, and then I have my gaming friends. And there's something magical about my gaming friends. And when I say that, I mean like literally everybody. Not just the people that I see every Wednesday night at the library playing games. Everybody in the gaming world that has chosen to be a part of my life have become something greater than anything I could have ever expected. And spending time tonight with my friends was exactly what I needed to do. I didn't need to worry about the show. I just needed to go relax and spend time with those people. And there's something extremely magical about a box of cardboard that can pull a group of social outcasts, deviants, introverts, all into one pool and have us all communicating and laughing and goofing off together without it being weird. It's special. It really is. And the friends that I've made at game night, specifically now I'm talking about here in my hometown at the library, there's, you know, a group of 20 or 30 of us that show up every week and play board games together. Those people are, those friends are invaluable to me personally. They aren't friends that I call on a regular basis and talk about life stuff. They aren't friends that I work with that we have to share misery together. They aren't friends that we go hang out and ride motorcycles or whatever together. They are friends that we share this common bond of gaming. We all come from this dramatic spread of professions and life goals and aspirations, and yet we come together on Wednesday nights and we become a family. And there's nothing else like that in the world. There really isn't. I don't care what you say to me. I'm a member of one of the world's largest fraternities, the Marine Corps, one of the world's smallest fraternities, one of the world's tightest fraternities, the Marine Corps. And yet this group of friends that I have made through board gaming have changed my life. And I don't even know how to describe it. Skipping out on today's episode to go play games with them was absolutely the right decision. That's just it. It's not like I had to decide. It just is what it is. You know, I spend time in the room with these people, and we play games together, and we laugh and joke, and I take pictures on my Twitter, on my Facebook, and now I've got friends from all over the world who take interest every week and ask me questions about the games we're playing or comment on the pictures that I take, and those friends I see much less often, a few times a year, as opposed to this core group that I see every single week, and they're all part of it. It's all one big board gaming family, and it's unbelievable. So I'm gonna go to bed. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being my friends, my online friends, my YouTube friends. I hope to build this community to some sort of, you know, online family like I have on Wednesday nights. I would really appreciate, or I would really benefit from that. So I thank you for being the founders of this online community with me, and I hope that it continues to grow, and I appreciate everything that you guys do for me. So thank you. I'm not going to ask you to do anything today other than think about your friends, maybe call them tomorrow and tell them that they mean the world to you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey Doc, wait, I want to ask you something.
Hey guys, so I'm back again, this time with some music facts from my shed. Anyways, did you know that the 1992 hit song Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus was originally written in 1990 for the band The Oak Ridge Boys? However, the lead singer didn't agree with the words Achy Breaky, so he refused to record it. And did you know that Achy Breaky Heart only features two chords? A major and E major. So don't tell my... No, let's not do that. See you next time, guys. Bye!